I even try love. I say and I try love. And it leave me like a purple dog. Oh mama, oh papa, my life is so hard. Tick it, 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 tick it. Yeba, 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 yeba.
Shalimar Mali, Charlie 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 Mali. None shall escape the judgment in this time. These words I sing to all mankind. None shall escape the judgment in this time. These words I sing to all mankind. Arise, black man, Jehovah has come forward into Babylon. Yeah, to declare equal rights and justice among the heathen. Yes, the weak out must fall, only the righteous shall stand in this congregation of Jehovah One. Anything Jah say, I will always do. Anything Jah say, I will always do. Because I love him. Oh, because I love him. I love him, I'll serve him all the days of my life in the house of the Lord God Rastafari. I love him, I'll serve him all the days of my life in the house of the Lord God Rastafari. Oh, as I approach the gates of Zion, I can hear the choir singing. As I approach the gates of Zion, I can hear the choir singing. I love him, I'll serve him all the days of my life in the house of the Lord God Rastafari. I love him, I'll serve him all the days of my life in the house of the Lord God Rastafari. Shalimani, 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 Shalimani. None shall escape the judgment in this time. These words I sing to all mankind. None shall escape the judgment in this time. These words I sing to all mankind. Oh no, no.
Baby, don't talk. hot chili. Get up and move your feet. Bring your hip and gamba goo and don't be rude. I beg you one time. Do it, Jack, because I will tell you. But I'm shaking as a musical lead. So you don't need to bring your walking stick. I tell you, Jack. Never come feeling still. I just gotta tell you how much I love you. Do it. Run, come quick and slick as I will tell you. See, you got laid out, little bit, you got laid out there. Hear what I tell you, sir. You didn't tell me the rhythm of a day that can make you swing and sway like you never did before. All you gotta do is give a gummy to me, too, cause I wanna see you play some more. Shake it, but don't break it, as I would say. In any old way. Swing it on, what could that would be wrong? When I play your music, sounds really strong. Good guys, keep on walking and swinging. Do your thing, I'm gonna hear you do it one time. Get up! It's not the lick of the key, I tell you. Coming out of my musical book of bad things. Live for life, you love and love for life, and live, cause every little thing I've got will be mine to give you.
Till you're the rainbow, yeah, yeah. Want you to know I'm a rainbow too.
that you've been blind. Oh yeah, walk a mile in my shoes. Oh yeah, walk a mile in my shoes. All right. And before you abuse, criticize and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
I that's a long way for nothing to be from home. Don't care what the world says. I and I could have never go astray. Just like a bright and sunny day.
WRIU listeners, we have an update regarding the construction of our new radio tower. We are currently slated for a fall of 2025 completion date. But don't worry, you can still tune in 24/7 by going to stream.wriu.org or by downloading either the TuneIn Radio app or Radio Box app from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. Thank you so much for listening to WRIU 90.3 FM.
You are listening to Spoiler Alert Radio, conversations on the craft of filmmaking. I'm your host, Tony Pinocchia. On this episode of Spoiler Alert Radio, we speak with Grant Elder. Grant is a sound designer, re-recording mixer, and supervising sound editor who has collaborated with such acclaimed filmmakers as M. Night Shyamalan, Ron Howard, Jimmy Chin, Steven Soderbergh, Maggie Gyllenhaal, Nia DaCosta, and Scarlett Johansson. Grant is dedicated to crafting immersive cinematic landscapes through the medium of sound. He takes pride in fostering collaborative environments, which build strong relationships with directors, producers, and artists alike. Grant's film credits include Noel, The Sound of Silence, Hillbilly Elegy, To Leslie, Knock at the Cabin, Crater, and Naiad. His television work includes All Hail Beth, C, The Walking Dead, Dead City, and more recently two seasons of Full Swing for Netflix. Grant's more recent films include Mother Couch and Mermaid, and his upcoming work includes Outcome and Eleanor the Great. Welcome, Grant Elder, to Spoiler Alert Radio.
Thanks for having me, Tony. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Well, first of all, can you talk a little bit about your background and how you developed an interest in film generally and sound in particular before deciding to blend the two in your career?
I think my general interest in film and sound really started on the sound side of things. As a young kid, I remember kind of being very connected emotionally to music and sound. I didn't grow up in a particularly musical or artistic family, but I do remember us having a piano in our living room that I would play a lot of times. And I remember kind of just being in moods that I would sort of just lay out on that piano, not necessarily understanding the theory behind anything, but jamming on that piano, just kind of laying out my thoughts that way. And throughout middle school and high school, I was lucky enough to pick up a bass guitar and start playing in bands. And so I got into music. And then eventually in college, I started producing electronic music here and there and sort of diving into sound design with software synthesizers and samplers and things like that. And that's where I really started to cut my teeth with sort of getting into the technical side of things on the sound side. There, I was kind of just digging my head into Ableton every day and trying to pick up skills and techniques to create the sounds that I sort of had in my head or wanted to produce, listening to artists that I liked and trying to sort of emulate their styles, whether it was through samples and manipulation of those samples or synthesizers and sort of diving into really the nitty-gritty of how to create those sounds from the ground up. Once I moved to New York City shortly after college, I really just jumped in full steam to try to find work here, you know. I interned at a couple studios when I got here. One was a commercial studio called Liquid Lab, and then another was Harbor Picture Company, which was sort of in its infancy at the time. I started working for the commercial studio for a bit, but then really just wanted to stick around Harbor. Eventually, I found my way into the sound department at Harbor Picture Company and came across the head engineer there, Avi Laniato, and inquired with him about the opportunity to shadow him. Luckily, Avi gave me an opportunity to follow him around and learn sort of the ins and outs of the technical side of the facility. But at that time, there were some really great sound supervisors in that facility and still are to this day. You know, as I grew in that role, those guys started to mentor me and I started to learn the craft of sound design for film and sound for picture, what the implications of that craft has on the project and sort of the impact that we can create to help the filmmakers tell the story. So that really led me into a deep dive into just learning more about the history of the craft and developing my skills from there.
So for the comedy Noel, with Anna Kendrick as Santa's daughter struggling to convince her brother to take over after Santa retires, how did you approach sound design to blend fanciful elements, including CGI, with more everyday sounds to convey a sort of lighthearted magic in the story?
Yeah, so Noel is one of my favorite jobs because of how challenging it was to create things that were fun and fanciful and happy and sort of cheerful and in the Christmas spirit. It's much easier, at least for me, to create things that are darker or more intense. But when I started on Noel, I quickly learned that it was going to be a lot tougher to create sort of these unique, Christmassy, fun, cheerful, happy, sort of childlike sounds for this film. One of the biggest challenges was the animated reindeer named Snowcone. One of the main challenges for Snowcone was creating the voice of Snowcone. This was a project that the supervisor and I, Bob Hine, worked on for many, many weeks. We tried a lot of different sources, everything from group loop to voice actors to libraries, and nothing was really hitting for us. It was really, really tough to try to craft that for the longest time. And so I had the idea of maybe looking around for a lamb or sheep farm to maybe get some fresh source for this task. Sure enough, just outside the city in, I think it was New Jersey, we found a lamb farm that this nice woman allowed us to come out and do some recording. So I got a bunch of source of baby lambs that day that we brought back to the studio. And then I was using that source a lot, pitch correcting it and using variable pitch to sort of give Snow Cone expression here and there. And that ended up being the bulk of Snow Cone's voice, because we had to make Snow Cone talk. It's not just, you know, random sounds it's making. It really has expression. So using variable pitch for that and sort of creating those expressions was really fun and interesting. The other big challenge for that film was, I remember Mark Lawrence came in one day and he told us, hey, by the way, the sled has an engine. So that was really, really fun to create a lot of source for that. I think ultimately what I ended up using was I went into a sampler and found some sort of malleted instrument and programmed it to be able to be manipulated with an arpeggiator.